We go now to Centro Humanitario, which is a local organization here in the Metro Denver area, tackling what is not just a local issue, but kind of a national issue. The issue is called wage theft, and it involves the exploitation of low-wage, temporary, and casual workers. The executive director at Centro Humanitario is Marco Nunez. Good morning, Marco.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks. We spoke a few months ago about wage theft, and basically give us a definition. It sounds kind of like when you have low wage workers, they're a bit vulnerable, and sometimes they just get scammed.
Well, a couple of things. When we hear wage theft, yes, the first thought is that low wage workers are those that are principally affected, which they are. But it's important to know that it's really prevalent across a lot of industries. But wage theft is the partial payment. Oftentimes we see cases where there's outright non-payment of work. It could manifest in the way of not paying people their tips for tip workers, or getting workers that work off the clock. After they clock out, the employer is like, well, can you just stay behind and do a couple more things here and there? So there are different ways that wage theft is manifest, including not affording people the appropriate breaks that they're owed.
Okay, so yeah, there are a few issues there, and it's kind of hard to deal with them all together, so maybe we could break them apart just a little bit. You talked about tips, and sometimes tips are withheld. If the wait person is not able to put those in their pocket right away, they might not get them back, or on credit card payments.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I think that folks that work in the restaurant industry, they do get paid less than the $8 minimum wage, right, for general labor. But at the end of the day, a tipped worker, if they do not reach the minimum wage with their tip, their employer needs to make up that difference. And so, yeah, there are a lot of times the distribution and how those tips get redistributed back to other workers and so forth. And, sometimes it just leaves that waiter shortchanged.
Marco Nunez is executive director at Centro Humanitario here in Denver. You work with a lot of workers across the construction trades, domestic workers, custodial workers. What stories are you hearing, if you could give us an example, of wage theft?
Easily one-fifth of the wage theft kinds of cases here in Colorado happen in the construction trade. And, particular stories that I could share with you, at least one of the common threads, is that we have employers that severely underbid a project. And when they underbid the project, then at the end of when the job is complete, the employer will, because they underbid the project, often just pay a portion of what is owed in wages. And sometimes we've seen cases where an employer will outright not pay anything. And what's troubling is they'll then tell that employee, well, I've got another job just on the horizon. Why don't you come with me on this job, and then I can make up for the difference. And, that's called kiting, and it's illegal, and it shouldn't be done. The workers end up getting the short end of that stick.
Hey, Marco, this is Carlos. We've met before. I've been down to Centro Humanitario there on California Street on a few occasions to bring some workers here to the Five Points Media Center to do some work. I want to follow up on what you just said, though. What legal recourse is there when this happens to somebody who whether they're undocumented or not? I mean, what actually happens after that? Do these people just continue to get away with it, or what?
Well, that's at the heart of the issue here. We've been doing a lot in the last 2 years, just try to educate the public, regardless of immigration status. All workers under the wage and hour statutes do have recourse. So there are a couple of avenues a person can take. One is they could individually file a claim with the small claims court. And to do that, you need to send a demand letter to the employer letting them know that they have not paid you. That gives them 14 days to resolve the issue. And if they haven't, and if you prevail in court, penalties can be put on top of what you're owed. Everybody should go to the Colorado Department of Labor, Employment, Wage and Hour Division, at a minimum to just initiate the complaint. You can hire a private attorney as well And at Centro Humanitario, we work with volunteers, community volunteers, to just confront employers informally, give them the opportunity to just deal with the issue. Oftentimes, dealing with it informally, we have found that employers would prefer to resolve the issue and not complicate life for everybody.
Marco Nunez is with Centro Humanitario, the issue wage theft. Your offices are at, you say, California and Park Avenue, right there on the corner, isn't it?
That's right.
And the website?
www.centrohumanitario.org.
It sounds like, we want to equip workers with some of the tools. If you've got a tradesman, boy, the last thing you want is more paperwork. But when it comes to getting paid, you may have to submit that demand for payment and jump through some of those hoops to get the process going and get folks paid.
You know, folks live check to check. The majority of people live check to check. And so anybody who's listening, I would just ask you to think about, you know, how would your life change if you stopped getting paid? For a month, what would happen to your home budget? And it's that pressing when people are living on that edge and they're doing the right thing. They're doing the honest thing by getting up early in the morning and working, putting in a hard day's work. This is the last thing they should be worried about.
Marco Nunez with CentroHumanitario.org.
Hey, Marco. So you guys are open really early, and you got people coming in really early and hoping that they'll get some kind of a job assignment. That's the way it works?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, at Centro Humanitario, for the last 10 years, we've existed to make sure that there's a safe place where day laborers can be contracted by employers. And we are able to slow that process down, talk with employers about the importance of health and safety, and ensure that they do get paid for their hard day's work.
Marco, thanks very much. We appreciate it. We'll track with you as the legislation continues through and find out about how things are going, if there are any other breakthroughs in this area. We want to stay with you on the issue of wage theft, okay?
I'd be happy to keep you updated, and I do appreciate the opportunity to talk about this important issue.
Marco Nunez with Centro Humanitario, the website centrohumanitario.org, and we'll keep you posted. Thanks again.
My pleasure.